The Rush says, Shlo Yeshev in Yoshvei Kronos. One should not sit in the company of Yoshvei Kronos, those who sit around in corners, literally. Not in the meetings or in the gatherings of the Batei Knesayos. We use it to mean shul, they use it to mean gatherings in general, of Amei Haaretz, of ignorant people. Not exactly clear what Yoshvei Kronos are. We sometimes, our scroll translates them as idlers. We say in the Hadron, we say, I want to take a few minutes discussing some miscellaneous perspectives on Jewish perspectives on leisure and fun, on just idling around and doing nothing particularly constructive. So there's an interesting machlokas between the Marshal and Shlomo Kluger. In Be'ah, the Rishonim are discussing carrying on Yontif. So the Iker Heter on Yontif to do malacha is L'tzarech Achol Nefesh, Ach Asher Yaseh L'Achol Nefesh, to cooking and stuff we do for food on Yontif. And the Rishonim say that it's permitted to do malacha for other purposes too, as long as it's Tzarech Yontif or a Yontif need. One example they talk about is ball playing. Playing with a ball, Shakarin Flota, like a French word, German word, I'm not sure. And some of the Rishonim said, the Baalei Tosfos said, you can play ball even if that involves carrying this ball around without an Erev on Yontif. That's an example of Hatzah L'Tzarech Yontif. Marshal is very, very upset. He says, all right, maybe for kids, he says, young children, but for adults, playing ball, what kind of tzarech is that? He says, that's what adults do. He can't understand how that can be called tzarech yontif. Shabura brings that without comment. But recently, I was very gratified and amused to see that Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Elef Lecha Shlomo says, no, Marshal is wrong, he says. He says, who are you to tell people what's fun and what's not? Fun is subjective. If you enjoy it, then it's tzarech yontif, he says. He says, we find it says, you're not allowed to run on Yon Shabbos and Yontif, but it says, Bachurim ha-mis-angim b'kvitzasam, they enjoy bounding around, and that's mutter. That's their enjoyment of Yontif. Even Sicha Batela, even idle chatter, which is the bane of all the Bali Mustard, it says if you enjoy it, that's a tzarech for you, then you need that. So the Rosh Hashanah Kluger says, no, having fun is a legitimate thing to do. There's a tshuva in the Krach Shel Romi of Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Chazan. The position he takes is not particularly unusual. He's trying to explain in context of his tshuva, the Rambam, who says that Chukas Hagoyim, last week's parsha, both Achrimos and Kedoshim, we read about Lo Seilchu B'Chukas Hagoyim, B'Chukasayim Lo Teilechu. The Rambam gives an example, you shouldn't build structures, halls, you shouldn't build buildings in the manner of the non-Jews. What exactly is meant by that? The Ravid, the Taz, the Poskim have all kinds of struggle to understand what is meant by that. Krach Shel Romi, title might give this away a little bit, figure out where he lived. He says, example would be like the Colosseum, he says, a large building full of all kinds of windows and doors. You can read all about them on the internet, the rows of tiers and arches and doors, a magnificent building, even what's left of it. And he says, everyone had to go in and see the schok that was going on. Chazal always talk about the Moshe Vleitzim, the terrible things they do. He says, and even today, he says, people who go to these places, they have women dancing, they're nearly naked. He says, I don't know, he says, that's what they tell me, he says, But he says, these kind of things, he says, are not befitting for Jews. Certainly, preachers is not befitting. And even just kind of, you know, idle, wasting your time on Narishkeit, he feels, is he's putting an end to Chukas Hagoyim. But in general, there are plenty of Chazal, certainly, that say that what goes on in the theaters and amphitheaters and Colosseums of Rome are the kind of things that are prohibited for Jews. We actually find in the Tshuvas of the Mari Bruna, someone asked him, is a Jew allowed to watch horse racing, and is he allowed to watch jousting? So he says, horse racing is mutter, because horse racing is like a trade show, he says. You go to the horse race to see which horses are worth buying. It's very important for a Jew, he says, to have fast horses, because you never know which pogrom is coming down the road. A Jew needs a fast horse, he says. He says, jousting, however, he says, that's purely entertainment. The Jew is not learning how to fight from the joust, apparently. He says, that's purely entertainment. That's a problem of Moshe Vleitzim, and that is prohibited. And indeed, Rav Menashe Klein has a tshuva on ball games. People asked him about attending competitive sporting events. Bizman Azeh, he says, no, Moshe Vleitzim. I haven't seen the tshuva in a while. I think that's what he says. Moshe Vleitzim, it's Mari Bruna says, watching their version of sporting events, you know, just for fun is usher if there's no constructive, useful purpose to be gained. So if you're not actually gaining some useful life skill, then it would be prohibited.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Just one more point for tonight. the idea of jousting, maybe we'll continue a little bit more tomorrow on this, but the idea of jousting has a long history in medieval Jewish traditions. One of them is a Tosfos who says, just briefly, Tosfos says that at weddings, today we do shtick, we wear funny hats and have fire and things, and back then, they jousted. How do you entertain a chasm kala? They would ride around and whack each other with swords or blunt swords or other implements, and they would get hurt sometimes. We'll continue this tomorrow.